cherry stem option, which was discussed tonight, does have some environmental issues and some landowner concerns. But I think our bottom line on this is that significant progress has been made, and we would be we would like to continue to work with the Parks Department and with the county expeditiously to do additional technical study that will enable us.
Just so my colleagues know that where I'm heading with this is to not close out any option and to be sure that every stakeholder in this is really treated fairly. This is a complicated issue, and we're talking about a permanent trail, both at either end of Stanford land, that is going to be hopefully connected, as we have said in the past, and will allow that connectivity from the bay into the foothills. And first, I'd like to thank everyone who's been working on this. Larry Horton mentioned this, but there has been a working group that has included Stanford, our staff here, county planning staff, and Parks and Recreation, and several others, including an engineering firm, that have been at this weekly since we met in early December, and I really appreciate their efforts. This takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and it is a very dynamic issue. I think one of the things to say first is that there certainly is a consensus that a connection to the Arastradero Preserve is inherent in this S1 alignment. We more and more understand that to be of great importance to anyone who is going to use this trail. And I think the fact that, as Paul referred to earlier, that we now have determined that a trail along the 280 easement is technically feasible, that's really important. And even though somebody talked about this, one of our speakers earlier, about it being dangerous, it doesn't compare to going under the freeway at either of those other levels. And, Jim, I appreciated your commenting on how the bike path was able to go in along 87. We are looking at several proposals. Each of these proposals has issues of privacy, parking complications. I think we can work with everyone to address those concerns. As we mentioned, there are formidable challenges with Caltrans and the Federal Highway Administration and so forth. However, I feel that as we push forward, as Supervisor Bell mentioned, I think have a good possibility of having success. I'm also concerned that this is not the time to limit our options. And bringing up the newest idea, the cherry stem, was I think a wise choice on the part of our parks group, and one that I had not anticipated, to be quite honest. And you have surprised us today with a bridge. So all of these are new ideas, and I think that it gives us an opportunity to continue working. One of the things I want to remind us is that we may have forgotten that when Stanford has talked to us about this, that we are dealing with making decisions simultaneously, essentially, on C1 and S1. They have repeatedly mentioned that they want this to be an issue that we deal with together so that we get the ultimate fairness and the ultimate in good trail connectivity. The GUP said that we needed compliance, as we said, within that year. We did extend that previously. And I am going to suggest that we again suspend this, that we extend this. And this will seem like a long time from now, but I think in order to do all the political background exploration and to have a political win, we need another 6 months. So I am going to make a motion that, given all the new information we have today, that we defer consideration of these final trail alignments on S1 and C1 until we meet in August. I'm going to suggest the 13th, but that will be open to whatever happens between now and then. And this does allow a very different and very complete look at these alignments. Now, having said that, though, I would also propose that we get a status report from staff at the end of April on these outstanding items. the potential for any disturbance of threatened or endangered species along the cherry stem, as understood by resource agencies, as well as for biological impacts on C1, that we talk about trail user safety, that we deal with the concerns of private property owners, that we design compliance with Caltrans performance standards along the S1D segment, that S1 and C1 comply with and deal with the outstanding problems as defined by the trail's master plan design guidelines and those found in the Stanford Community Plan. So that is my motion. I would appreciate a second on that and open to any discussion.
Given your involvement, Supervisor, in this and the spirit of cooperation, I'm happy to second the motion.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Is there any further discussion? I have one question of staff, and this is, if you go into a lot of the state parks in California, they use natural things for bridges. Like, for example, in Lime Kiln, there's a ravine that they cross over, and there's a huge redwood that had fallen. They flattened it out, put sides on it. You know, every time we talk about doing bridges and stuff, we spend $100,000 planning this structure and another $300,000 building a bridge. You know, is there any possibility of us ever using natural elements that, you know, to do these kinds of things to lessen the impact? Is there a law that prevents us from doing that, or a insurance issue or responsibility issue? Because, you know, I mean, we do these things in natural habitat, and then we put a steel bridge across, you know, an area that, or cement, or however you want to do it, that, you know, in my opinion, takes away from the beauty of the area. I'd like us to at least look at that, to look at costs, so that we can keep things in a natural environment for some of these projects that we're doing, and it'll reduce the cost. It will certainly save us time in doing that, and you know, I think it'd be an enhancement to the program rather than some sterile structure that sits there that costs the county $500,000 to put in and to maintain besides. That's just my thought. If we have no further discussion on this, I want to thank the audience for their participation and certainly the staff for their work. And I look forward to seeing you in August, and I'm hoping that August is going to be a short meeting, that everybody, especially in the community, brings their concerns together so we have a unified plan to bring to the board. Because I would hate to think, if you left that decision up to me, what that trail would look like. So with that, I'll call for a vote by light, please. And that passes 5-0.
Good.
That basically concludes our business for today. If there are no other items or issues to be discussed today,
Supervisor Gage, might I add one thing
again,
to,
your lights on.
To the
I
last
am so
comment?
Sorry. You know, I don't know what to do about you.
I think just call on me. Doesn't that work?
I can do that.
Let me look at Stanford and make a proposal. Many of the supervisors have been extremely interested in what these trails are, and I would like to look at Larry Horton and ask him if any of the other supervisors are interested, would you all be willing to take them on either a golf ride and a golf cart, or would you be willing to show them some of the other areas that we're considering?
I'd like to tour the golf course with some clubs.
You're referring to the beloved shrine?
Yes, the shrine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope other supervisors will be involved in this next 6 months with our suspension of compliance in place.
Thank you. Supervisor McHugh.
If this is an appropriate time, I would like to adjourn in honor and memory of
When I get through this part, I will call on you. You'll be first. Liz, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
If you know, those of us from the North County take.
Yes.
We do have a lot to say.
We will adjourn this meeting to the State of the County Address on Thursday, January 31st, 2002, at 6:30 p.m. in the Board Chambers at 70 West Heading Street, San Jose, California, and on Monday, February 4th, 2002, at 12 p.m. for an open and public session to be held in the 11th floor conference room at 70 West Heading Street, San Jose, California, for the purpose of identifying designated representatives to discuss salaries, salary schedules, or fringe benefits of represented and unrepresented employees.